Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of his own.
Well, good morning, everyone. My name's Nathan. I'm one of the pastors here. It's great to have you. Boys and girls, everything you guys need is going to be up here this morning. Grown-ups, if you have closed your Bibles, please would you open them again to Matthew chapter 6 and verse 25. It'll be great for you to have that open in front of you. Now, boys and girls, I want to introduce you this morning to two characters, two people, Mr. Worry and Mr. Trust. Now, I actually have no idea where they are, and that's a genuine no idea where they are. So, here they are. Mr. Worry. Say hello, Mr. Worry.
Hello, Mr. Worry.
And Mr. Trust. Say hello, Mr. Trust. Mr. Worry, why don't you come over here for us for a second? Yeah. And Mr. Trust. There you go. You can stay there. Now, Mr. Worry and Mr. Trust are both runners. Okay, they love to run after things. You'll always find them chasing around, running here and running there to try and take hold of certain things that they want. Now, here's my question this morning that I want you guys to think about. Whether you're young, whether you're little, or whether you're grown up this morning, as we get to know Mr. Worry and as we get to know Mr. Trust, my question for you this morning is, which one are you more like? Are you more like Mr. Worry as we get to know him, or are you more like Mr. Trust? So as we get to know them this morning, I want you to think about that question. I want you to think about which one you're like this morning. Now, Mr. Trust, you can sit down, you can sit on the stairs for a moment, because first of all, we're going to get to know Mr. Worry, okay? Now, Mr. Worry is full of questions. Every time, he's always thinking. You always thinking?
Always thinking.
Always thinking. Loads of questions in his head. Questions about how he gets the things that he wants. He's worried about how he gets all the things that he needs to keep his body alive. He's worried about the future. What am I going to eat? What am I going to wear? In fact, boys and girls, the questions that are in Mr. Worry's head were the questions that Jesus showed us in the Bible this morning. In verse 31, it says this. He says questions like, what shall we drink? What shall we eat? What shall we wear? You see, he's thinking constantly about all these different things that he needs. And because he's so worried about these things, because he's always thinking about, what am I going to eat? What am I going to drink? What am I going to wear? Because he's worried about the future, Mr. Worry runs after those things. He chases after them. So, Mr. Worry, off you go. Let's see what he runs after today. Now, there should be some people strategically poised. Lift them nice and high. So he's running here. Where's he running? He spends his life running on. Oh! I had to think twice about that one, getting a pair. There we go. Wow, great. So look, here's Mr. Worry, you see. Because he's full of these questions, these are the things that he runs after. These are the things he thinks about every day. These are the things that he puts first. So he's got some Pringles to eat. I'm afraid they're half eaten. That's because I gave them to Chris Nash. No, only kidding. That's because I ate them yesterday. So there's some Pringles there. There's some Oreo cookies. Anyone fancy an Oreo cookie later? Yeah, you get to take them home, Mr. Worry. There's some clothes to wear. So a t-shirt from Connect a couple of years ago. You'd never wear that because it's not ironed enough for you, is it? That's right. And there's some shorts here. He's worried. What am I going to wear? What am I going to eat? And there's a pair, which is good. But Mr. Worry spends his life running running around after these kinds of things. He gives his time and his energy. The first thing that he gives himself to is to making sure he's got enough to keep himself alive. Now, do you know what? It is very easy for all of us in this room to be like Mr. Worry. It is very easy for us to think first and to be worried about the future and thinking, well, how am I going to get the things I need? Now, boys and girls, maybe this is a bit harder for you to understand, but grown-ups, let me talk to you for a moment. Aren't we often worried that we will have enough money to get the things that we need? Even for you guys, like as a parent, I'm thinking, am I going to have enough to make sure that my children have enough to eat and to drink and to wear? And we often spend our lives concerned that we won't have enough money to buy food. We won't have enough money to buy clothes to keep our bodies warm. And perhaps we won't have enough money to pay for our house. And so we spend a lot of time worrying, full of questions, and we run after all these things. And so you see, Mr. Worry is someone who spends his life putting these things first, worrying about where they're going to come from, and he spends his life. I'm not picking on Courtney, by the way. I'm just saying he's acting out Mr. Worry, and he chases after these things, and he puts these things first in his life. Boys and girls, maybe when you get pocket money, what's the first thing you think about buying? If you're anything like in our house, it's time to go and buy some sweets. Something to eat. Or maybe if you're a bit more fashion conscious, if you get some money for your birthday, you think, I might go and get some new clothes because I want the stuff to wear and I want things to eat. We worry about the future. Now, Mr. Worry, why don't you sit yourself down on those stairs just for a minute? But you see, here's the thing. As we listen into what Jesus has to say this morning, he has something to say to disciples. So he points at disciples in our Bible reading today. He points at those people who have repented, who have left an old way of life that wants nothing to do with God, and who have turned to Jesus. And he points at disciples, and he says this to us this morning. Don't be like Mr. Worry. Can you say that with me? Don't be like Mr. Worry. Jesus says to disciples that we must not be like Mr. Worry and run after these things. Listen carefully. Verse 25, grown-ups, if you've got your Bible, he says, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear, and what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Jesus says to disciples, you don't need to worry about the things that you need to keep yourself alive. You don't need to fill your head with all those questions of where's this going to come from and what's going to happen tomorrow and am I going to have enough things? You don't need to chase after those things. We don't have to spend our lives running and grabbing after these things first. Now, of course, we need them. Do you need food? Anyone here need food? Yes, you do. If you didn't eat food, you would die. And if you didn't drink water, you would die. And actually, if you didn't wear clothes, well, you'd get arrested. But you would also have a body that got cold and shivering, and you might die. So actually, we need these things. Jesus isn't saying we don't need them, but he says, disciples, you don't need to worry about them. You don't need to fill your head with questions of where are these things going to come from. You don't need to spend your life chasing these things because you're worried about where they're going to come from. Disciple, he says, you can be different. Now, how? How can a disciple of Jesus, do you call yourself a disciple this morning? How can we be different to the rest of our world? How can we be different to our friends and not chase after these things, not put these things first? Well, Jesus says this to disciples. He says, first of all, he says, I want you to remember, well, we'll come back to that one. I want you to remember the birds. Now, that sounds a bit strange, but we'll have a think about that. So can you give me a bird? Remember the birds. Now, let me read you what Jesus says. Here we go. He says this, look at the birds. Disciples, look at the birds of the air. They do not sow, so they don't put seeds in the ground, and they don't reap, they don't get their tractor out and harvest stuff. They don't store stuff away in big barns, he says. And yet your heavenly Father feeds the birds. Are you, disciple, not much more valuable than the birds? So, boys and girls, here's a question. Have you ever been to Tesco's and seen a pigeon wheeling a trolley around? You ever seen that? Have you ever been to a farm and seen a pigeon sitting inside a tractor driving it? You may have seen one sitting on top. Have you ever seen a pigeon driving a tractor harvesting his wheat? No. But they always have food. God always looks after them. Now, they have to work for it. They have to fly here and there, and they have to do the right things. But they always have enough food because God feeds them. The disciples can say, our heavenly Father looks after the birds. And if Jesus wants us to remember the birds, he's saying, look, if God does that for birds, so when you see them flying around or you're in a park and you see them, if God looks after the birds, disciples, we don't need to be like Mr. Worry. Because if God looks after the birds, we can be sure he will look after us. Disciples, it says, we are much more valuable than the birds. You see, if God the Father sent Jesus into this world to die for us, we can be sure that he cares for us, and we can be sure that he will provide for us. So what does he want us to remember? Remember the birds. If he feeds them, you can be sure, disciple, that your heavenly Father will feed you. But he wants us to remember something else. This is the one that went flying off over here. He wants us to remember the clock. Can you tap your itch? He wants us to remember the clock. Now, Jesus wants disciples to remember that worrying doesn't work. Worrying doesn't work. Now, let me read you what he says. He goes on to say this, disciple, can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? Or some versions of the Bible put it, can you, by worrying, add a single inch to your height? Now, let's try that, shall we? Let's grab somebody. Ben, can I borrow you for a minute? Is it all right? Come up here. We'll let you bypass the steps just for a minute because, oh no, he's going to be good. Look at that. I was trying to get him to sin and he didn't do it. That's terrible, isn't it? Now, Ben, okay. We're going to try an experiment, okay? So, you're going to try really hard. Can you worry about being short? Can you worry about that? That's it. No, you're not looking worried enough about it. Let's go. Worry. Ooh. Now, has he added anything to his height by worrying? No? Should we try again? Worry a bit harder. Maybe you could worry for him. Can you put on a worried face? Worry that Ben is short. Worry for me. Worry about it. No, he hasn't grown anywhere. Because worrying, thanks Ben, worrying doesn't work. You can go back down the steps. There you go. Worrying doesn't work. Worrying about things, filling our heads with questions, chasing these things first, actually doesn't change your life at all. Worrying doesn't work. So, disciple, we can be different. We don't have to be like Mr. Worry, first of all, because we remember the birds. God feeds them, and if he feeds them, we can be sure he's going to look after us. We can remember the clock, because worrying doesn't work. But then Jesus says we should remember something else. This is how disciples can be different to the rest of the world. We can remember the flowers. Can you give me a good sniff of a flower? Chew! That's what most of us would do, isn't it, if we did that? Okay, so we can remember the flowers. Chew! Thank you very much. So this is what we need to remember. Jesus says, remember the birds, remember the clock, and remember the flowers. Let me read you what he says, okay? Listen to what Jesus says to disciples. He says, and why do you worry about your clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these flowers. And if that is how God clothes the flowers, the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow might be disappeared, then how much more will he clothe you, disciple, you of little faith? You see, Jesus says to us, look, take a good look at the flowers. Now, here's a question for you. Have you ever seen some flowers wandering around next in town? Going, I think I like this dress. Have you ever seen a flower wandering around the town? Have you ever seen a flower? I can't think of any other clothes shops. You can tell where I shop. Marks and Spencer's. Oh, that's aged me. Boys and girls, you wouldn't understand that. But when you buy clothes in Marks and Spencer's, it makes you a certain age. So, maybe a flower wandering around Marks and Spencer's. Have you ever seen that? No. Have you ever seen a flower in Sports Direct trying to get the latest football top? No. But they're beautiful. And hey, I'm not a big gardening person, but even I have to admit that when you go up and look at some flowers and you see them in all their different colors and all their different shapes and sizes, they are beautiful. And Jesus says to disciples, disciple, you don't need to be like Mr. Worry. You don't have to chase after these things, because if your heavenly Father looks after the flowers, then how much more will he look after you? If that's what he does for flowers, how much more will he provide for you, disciple, if you follow and trust in him? So Jesus says to remember three things. Can you do it with me? Remember the birds. Remember the clock, and remember the flowers. Achoo! We remember these things because this is how we can be different. We don't have to be like Mr. Worry, because these things remind us that as disciples we have a heavenly Father who provides the things that we need. And so Jesus says, disciple, can you do this with me? Disciple, don't be like Mr. Worry. Can we say that together? One, two, three. Don't be like Mr. Worry. This is what he says. He says, so, disciple, verse 31, grown-ups, if you've got a Bible, verse 31. So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? No, for the pagans. Now, that's a funny Bible word, isn't it? Pagan. Can you say pagan?
Pagan.
It's a funny Bible word, but it just means people who choose to live like there's no God. Choose to live without God. And he says the pagans, they run after these things. That's the things that they make first in their life, because they think, well, where are they going to come from? Who's going to give me these things if I'm not running around after them? For the pagans run after all these things, but your heavenly Father, disciple, your heavenly Father knows that you need them. He knows that you need these things. And so he says, can you do this one more time on the screen? Don't be like Mr. Worry. Instead, be like Mr. Trust. Who wouldn't want to be like Armel, hey? Especially in that color t-shirt. I'm colorblind, but I have no idea what that is, but that is a great t-shirt. Now you see, Mr. Trust is different to Mr. Worry. Mr. Trust starts running after different things in life. Mr. Trust chases after other things first. Before, he needs these things. Armel still needs Pringles and Oreos, and he still needs clothes to wear, and he occasionally needs a pair. He still needs those things, but he chases after something else first. And so, Mr. Trust, off you go. Chase after some different things. Let's find out what Mr. Trust runs after. So there's some things up here. So he's running after Jesus there. What's this? Being righteous. Whoa, we'll come to think about some of these. Being poor in spirit.
Being pure in heart.
Being pure in
heart.
Making peace.
Being meek.
Being meek. Wow, that's tough words.
Showing mercy.
Mourning over sin. Fantastic. These are the things that if you watch Mr. Trust, you'll find him running here and running there, because these are the things that he wants to chase first in life. So let's just have a look at some of these again. So Mr. Trust is chasing after mourning over sin. Now that seems like a strange thing, but that's because that's what Jesus wants disciples to do, to recognize that sin is a bad thing, a wrong thing, and he wants us to chase after understanding that. He wants us to chase after showing mercy, being merciful to other people, just as God has been merciful to us. He wants us to run after being meek. Now, that's a hard word, but it means being humble. It means putting others first, not me first. He wants us to chase after making peace. So rather than arguing with people, he wants us to be people of peace, just like Jesus is a man of peace who brings us peace. He wants us to chase after being righteous, which means doing the things the way God wants us to do things. He wants us to chase after being pure in heart, to being those who seek to do good things and right things and think about right things. He wants us to be those who are poor in spirit, who recognize that we have nothing before God. We will never be able to knock on the door of heaven and say, Jesus, let me in because I was a good boy or I was a good girl. He wants us to chase after understanding those things. In fact, he wants us to chase after Jesus. That's what it means. To chase after Jesus, to chase after being like Jesus. And so Mr. Trust, you see, he does those things. Those are the things that he runs after in life. See, listen to what Jesus has to say. He says, the pagans, those who live without God, they run after all these things because they don't know where they're going to come from. But you, disciple, listen to what he says, verse 33, grown-ups, if you've got a Bible. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. And all these things will be given to you as well. See, Mr. Trust is someone who trusts his heavenly Father to provide. Mr. Trust looks up to God and he says, God, you know I need these things, but I'm going to pursue these things because these are the things you want me to do first. Now, why does he chase after these things? Why does he chase after these and not these? Because he remembers the birds. He remembers the clock. He remembers the flowers. Achoo! And we really would do that, brother. We get very terrible hay fever. He really would. He remembers all these things. And that's how he remembers that his heavenly Father will provide for him. But there's one other thing that Mr. Trust understands. There's something else that Mr. Trust gets that perhaps the rest of us need to understand too. And it's a question that Jesus asked earlier. So a little bit earlier, he says this question. Are you listening? Very carefully. See if you can answer the question this. In verse 25, he says, is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? See, Mr. Trust understands something, and I wonder if you understand this morning as well. Mr. Trust understands that his life is more than food. It's more than just keeping himself alive. He understands that his body is more than just clothes, keeping himself warm and healthy. Mr. Trust understands that we are eternal people. There is not a person in this room who is not eternal. We will, the Bible tells us, live forever. And so Mr. Trust, he understands that he needs food. He understands that he needs clothes. But he understands that above all else, he needs Jesus. He needs Jesus to have eternal life. He needs Jesus who came into this world and died on a cross so that our bodies and our life would be saved for all eternity. That we would have a place in his eternal kingdom where we can call God Father and we can call Jesus our brother. See, Mr. Trust understands that God will provide. But he also understands that he is eternal and he needs Jesus to give him that eternal life. He needs Jesus to help him. His life is more than clothes and his life is more than the food he eats. He needs Jesus. Now, Mr. Worry, Mr. Trust, let me get you guys both up here. See, here's the question that I set you guys at the beginning. As you think about your life, as you think about the things that you give yourself to and you worry about and you think about, are you, boys and girls and grown-ups, are you more like Mr. Worry this morning or are you more like Mr. Trust? Do you spend your life running around thinking, oh, how do I get all these things that I need to stay alive, to perhaps keep my children alive? Where do I get the money from to do these things? Do you spend more of your life thinking about what you're going to get for your next birthday to make your life happy? Do you chase these things? Or are you more like Mr. Trust, who looks to the Heavenly Father and says, Father, you know that I need these things. These are the things I'm going to put first. I'm going to put chasing after Jesus first. I'm going to put trying to be like him first. Now, I know I need these things, but I'm going to trust the Father to provide them. So can I ask you this morning, who are you more like? If you're a disciple this morning, what does Jesus say to us? Don't be like Mr. Worry. Can we say that together? Don't be like Mr. Worry. Be a Mr. Trust. And if you're here this morning and you're not a believer, you're not a disciple, you couldn't call yourself that this morning, then my challenge for you is this. Please hear what Jesus is saying. Your life is more than food. Your body is more than clothes. You are eternal. And Jesus says, trust him. Come to him. Repent is the word Jesus uses. Turn from a life of chasing after these things, of putting these things first, and follow Jesus, and trust the Heavenly Father to provide what you need. So boys and girls, what are you like? Mr. Worry or Mr. Trust? Jesus says, can we do this one more time on the screen? Jesus says, disciple, don't be like Mr. Worry, be a Mr. Trust. Great. Let's say a prayer and then we can finish. Father, thank you so much for the words of Jesus that teach us what it means to be one of his disciples. Father, we are sorry that we chase after the things that we need, the things that you promise to provide. Father, thank you that often the way that you provide for us is with people who are trusting you, people who have resources to share with us. Father, please would you help us to be more like Mr. Trust than Mr. Worry. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Can we say thank you to Mr. Worry and Mr. Trust this morning? Yeah.